1 FM takes no responsibility for the thoughts of Alan Parker. 1 FM.
Tell us the truth. Don't let us down. You're a fool if you do.
Cheers. And plenty more where that came from.
Get together. Then I know we live forever.
Over the last few years, I have been tape recording all my telephone conversations as a precaution. Obviously, the government have been taping them as well, but it's nice to have two copies of things, isn't it, in case you lose one. Anyway, recently I received a death threat on the phone. My reaction to it was very simple indeed. I was chuffed. I mean, it shows I'm getting somewhere. Anyway, I'll play it for you.
Hello, Fight the System. This is Alan P. Urban W. Who's speaking, please?
Wrong number.
I am not a number, I am a free man.
Martyrdom beckons. I am prepared. So now, my days are numbered. I don't know why exactly, but apparently that's the sort of thing you have to do after death threats, start numbering your days. I don't know, probably helps the biographers or something. Anyway, this is day 44. But, you know, despite receiving that call, my philosophy on the phone issue remains as it always has.
Alan says, ask not for whom the phone rings. Answer it and find out.
Anyway, in this programme I'm going to be tackling various issues, of course, body issue, travel issue, other issues, but mainly I should be looking back over my life now it's nearly over. You see, if you listen to the last two programmes, you'll know, for example, I had a mate with me in the studio. Well, this week I've got a mate with me. But he's standing outside the door checking everyone that passes to see if they've got a gun. And if they've got one, he's going to ask if we can borrow it, because I quite fancy having one, given the situation. Right, what's first on the agenda for change?
The travel issue.
Oh, yeah, the travel issue. When in Rome, do as the Romans do, they say.
They say.
Well, I don't say that. I say, when in Rome, get pissed.
Encore du vino, signor. Pint glass, please.
That's one attitude. And fair enough. Absorb all the culture and art. That's another attitude. But you see, you don't have to choose between these two attitudes. You can bring some postcards back to the pub.
This one is by Tisha.
Not bad, you don't get many of them to the pound. Lovely brushwork.
You see? And generally, don't choose. Don't make decisions. Yeah, decisions. Binding you down all the time, controlling your life, telling you what to do. Don't make decisions.
Be free. Be vague.
Yeah, freedom through vagueness. That's the way forward.
Oi, mate, what time are we going down the chip shop?
I don't know. When the time's right for me.
You get the idea. You know, as I look back over my life, I see there's been times when I've been down so goddamn low that it looked like up to me, you know. Doors 68, cheers. You know, if you'd been where I've been, seeing the things that I have seen, then you'd be me. Or someone following me around. A policeman, maybe, or an assassin. Or my mum. She's easy to spot, though, what with the weeping and that.
All right, Alan!
Oh, hello, Hammond. You found a gun yet?
Well, sort of.
Hammond, this is a staple gun.
Yeah, I got it from the stationery department. It's all they had.
Well, what am I going to do with that? Oh, hello, Mr. Parker, I've come to kill you. Just you try it, sunshine, I'll fix you to the wall. It's useless. What's in the bag? Is that a gun?
No, it's my sandwiches.
Food, Hammond. Food at a time like this. Aren't you fat enough already?
Look, I've told you, Alan, I'm not fat. I've just got a hollow skin.
Yeah, OK, all right, sorry, Hammond. I'm getting a bit tense at the moment, you know, what with the situation. Since you're here, you can do your bit now, anyway.
Right.
Hammond writes for an unpublished music publication, Chords Weekly. And he's taken a look at women in rock.
When you say it is us two. True taught me how to shoot. And best pull up my
They're just one of a host of new girl-dominated bands aiming to reclaim macho rockist posturing from macho rockist male rock musicians. The sound of man-made music made by men is the sound of sonic chains binding girls down into the dirt. And the sound of girls like Huggy Bear, like Hole, like L7, like the PJ Harvey group is the sound of those chains being smashed by women. But the question remains, should those chains be smashed at all? Can girls rock? Well, no, they can't. And if God had meant them to, he wouldn't have made the penis guitar-shaped, would he? Me and my boy journalist friends know there's no place and no need for girls in rock. Shopping at Max Fields, power for you to wield. They're already there in the multiple personae of those male performers in rock history who've generously spoken out for them. Sally from Ipswich Indie Rockers Bleach why she'd cut off all her hair, she said it was so that me and the other male music press scumbags would leave her alone, stop writing about her as a sex object, and cease our tedious, drunken pestering. A funny answer, Sal, but I know the real reason. Because girls with their long hair, tight skirts and their laughing, beautiful faces aren't meant to rock. They're meant to be rocked at by boys. All men, like me, are dirty, sniffing dogs who deserve to be led on by the siren angel girl whores, and then, in the moment of our pride, in the heat of our shame, at the point of our orgasm, savagely murdered by the blunt instrument that is the love of a girl. And then we convert that murder, that pain, that suffering into our art. Be it poetry, be it music, be it rock journalism. And in that respect, girls already wield all the power in rock music. Now, sisters, what more do you want? Girls, get your feet off our stage. Stand at the side, jigging around in those little t-shirts and cute big boots you wear. And as men stare down at you, know in the magic of your breasts that even though you must not play the music, you are the music. And shower us with your essence.
Thanks, Hammond.
Okay.
Yeah. Riot Grrrl. Riot Grrrl. You know, the thing is hard to say, that. Riot.
It's the future, Grrrl, Alan.
That, the future thing. I'm in favour of it, see? But when I first heard about it, I thought it was Riot Grrrl.
No, it's Riot Grrrl.
Yeah, I know. And I was going around going, Riot Grrrl, that's brilliant. But now I think that's a better name. Riot, good for obvious reasons. And then Grrrl, that's going to attract, you see, women who haven't had their consciousnesses raised, like housewives and things like that. Because they'll see the poster, won't they, like Riot Grrrl, and they'll think, yeah, I've got a grill in my kitchen, I'll come along and see it, yeah?
Alan Parker, supporting women by wearing their clothes.
I like the idea of forming a band just out of one sort of person, be it women or whatever. In fact, a few years ago, a mate of mine tried to form a band just out of tossers. But he had a lot of trouble. I mean, it's not that difficult finding tossers. You just got to walk around Camden Town for a few minutes. But he couldn't find four tossers that weren't in a band already. And that was the trouble. And he gave up in the end anyway, because he realised it weren't such an original idea. Because Genesis had done it years ago. I didn't mean play it. Turn it off! Please!
Sky Isle Council. That's a bit better.
In 1989, the Berlin Wall came down. So did the wall in my mum's back garden. Not unconnected events, I can assure you. But I was very poor at that time, you know. The only money I had was the dole money and the little bit of money my mum sent me in return for not going to the back garden anymore. So to make ends meet, I was going around festivals like Glastonbury and that, doing punk tarot reading. And I've still got the cards. I'll demonstrate that now.
Yeah.
Hammond,
right.
You pick a card, right?
Okay.
Any card you like.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what does it say?
It says, no future for you.
Yeah, they all say that. Cheers, Pistol 77. And even the tarot reading, though, didn't earn that much money, surprisingly. Then one night I was in this bar, pub, right, and I saw this bloke at the bar, and he was pissed out of his head. He could hardly speak, could hardly see, swaying and that. And I went up to him and I said, could you lend us a tenner, Dad? He wasn't my dad or anything, but when people are that pissed, they make mistakes, and you can earn a living out of them if you're clever. But still, 1990 came and I was poor. Who did I blame? The government. I decided to overthrow them, and I gave myself 3 days to do it in.
Three days that changed the world.
Day one, I started off just writing letters, telling them of the tanks and bombers I had poised near Watford, ready to strike a killer blow to their so-called democracy. And you know what? I was bluffing. But it might have been enough. As it was, they wrote me off as a harmless nutter. But that was okay, you see, because under the guise of harmless nutter, I could go about my business undisturbed. So I started playing it up a bit, the harmless nutter angle, you know, shoes on the hands, barking at cars, that sort of thing. And it was at that point I realised I hadn't eaten for 2 days. So I had some food. And then I thought to myself, the pub, that's where it's got to start. Decided to go to a pub, to do something there which would inspire people to rise up and march with me to Westminster. But before I went, I wrote a ballad about what I expected to happen in case I got killed. The Georgian dragon, a ragged man they called Alan, came to show the people's will. He defied the landlord, he defied the law. He came to use the toilet and to help the poor. I've come for a piss, he said, but it was no go. You either buy a drink or else it's out on your elbow. So he bought a drink and he drank it down in one. The people were impressed, they cried, now have another one. So Alan drank one, then he drank two, 3 pints of lager top, and he did what he had to do. He defied the landlord, he defied the law. He got his tackle out and pissed there on the floor. There was much clapping, there was applause. You have inspired us to go out and break the law. You are our leader, and that is plain. We shall remember you by your words and by your stain. But as it was, I got beaten up. But it didn't matter, because the next day I did go to Parliament, alone. And I stood there, alone. A David taking on one of his Goliaths. Me and the Houses of Parliament. I stood. And then I started running. And I ran straight and fast and true. And I ran without swerving or falling over. And I reached my destination. I headbutted the Houses of Parliament. That was in October. In November, Thatcher resigned. Think about it. Here's the Stereo MCs.
They'll use your eyes on Taylor Reid. They watch you in the military. You've gotta know your enemy. But we all know who the killer be. They act so viciously.
Good point. Good point. They want you in the military. He's wrong, of course. I mean, they're closing bits of the army. They want you out of the military, in fact. But just because someone's wrong doesn't mean you shouldn't agree with what they're saying. But anyway, maybe by military, he means education system. Yeah? And you look at the next line. We all know who the killer be. Clearly, he rejected the education system at a very early age on his side. Tedious Git. That was my nickname at school. Kids can be very cruel. Hammond, do you have a nickname when you were at school?
Yes.
What was yours?
Fatty.
Ah. Is that a nickname technically? Surely that's a description.
Yeah, well, Tedious Git is just a description as well, isn't it, by that
matter? All right, Hammond. Hammond, keep your hair on, all right, mate? What you got left anyway?
Well, I'm not bald, right? I might be a bit I'm not fat either, and I'm not bald.
No, you just look bald, all right? Let's leave it at that, okay? Now, the school issue. Kids can be very cruel. Not as cruel as some adults, though. I think you know the ones I mean.
Teachers. Another word for police.
Cheers. But what are schools like today? Here I am, standing outside a school playground. I'm going to talk to someone here. Now, hello. You're a little kid, right?
Yeah, that's right, mister.
No, you're not. You're an actor pretending to be a little kid. Go on.
But you told me to do it.
I was just testing you. Now, go on. Off you go. You fell for it. I'm not having lies on my programme.
All right.
Go on, clear off. Anyway, here I am outside a school playground. It brings back all the memories of youth, because there's kids in there running around playing war, right? They're pointing their fingers and going, bang, bang, you're dead. Bang, bang, as if that's some sort of gun. Let me tell you now, that's not a gun. Bang, bang. Ow, that's a gun. Why can't people play properly? I see things haven't really changed. They've got worse.
Alan Parker. Telling you the things you already know.
To prove to the world that England is not as rotten as she looks, they repeat the lies that caught their eyes at school in history books. But the wars they think they're fighting. Only England now.
Billy Bragg there, cheers, proving how left-wing he is. But how left-wing is he really? I mean, is he more left-wing than me, for example? Well, I went to meet him.
Good to meet you after all this time. Time now, I say, in my view, to bury the hatchet, for the animosity between us to stop. You know what I'm saying?
What animosity is that, Alan?
The letters, Billy. It's the letters. It's time for the letter writing to stop.
What letters would they be, mate?
The letters that I've been sending you. You don't know they're from me. I didn't sign them or anything. But the ones accusing you of selling out, being Nazi, I'm going to stop writing those letters now.
It's you. You've been sending those letters, have you?
Yeah. Sorry. I won't do it again now. Now, let's start off. Right, we're in a pub here. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, fine, fine.
For a wine bar or anything?
No, no, it's just fine.
Just checking, okay. Point to you there. Right, now, when you're polishing your jack boots, do you use solid polish or liquid stuff, liquid?
I don't have any jack boots, Alan.
Right. Okay, do you possess carpet slippers?
Yeah, I have a pair of them, yeah.
Yeah, they're the jack boots of the 90s. Cheers, point to me, I feel. Right, now, how many innocent children, just random question, how many innocent children have you slaughtered in their beds?
None, Alan. I'm a singer-songwriter. Right. I play the guitar.
Right, that's good. Guitar, instrument by salvation. Now, looking at your songs, I was a miner. I was a docker. I was a railwayman between the wars. That really moved when I first heard it. What I want to ask you about that song is, were you?
No, I wasn't actually, and that's poetic licence, mate.
Right, poetic licence. That's poetic licence, another word for a lie, isn't it, really? It's a lie, technically.
No, not really, no.
Goebbels did a lot of lying. Yeah. Okay, point to me, I feel, on that score. Now, you were mine, if you was mine, I was... Say you were an actor, right? Just say that happened.
Yeah.
Just randomly you became an actor. Now, if you were an actor, how would you read these lines?
I am Thatcher.
That's very well read. Now, what about that one?
No, I am a Nazi.
Yeah, that would see. That's very well read there, thanks.
What's that got to do with anything, though?
Nothing, but just want to see, you know, various things. Now, back to your songs again. I am the milkman of human kindness. I love that song when I first heard it, and the first three times I heard it, in fact, now. I loved it, but I particularly love the first three words. I am the milkman. That's very sort of down to earth. Just I am the milkman just hit me right in the teeth. Now, what I say about that is, it goes wrong a bit after that, though, doesn't it? I'm sure you agree. Of human kindness. It's getting a bit sort of la-di-da poetry.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to use an image that's common to a lot of people. It's like a metaphor.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now, why don't you write songs attacking Thatcher anymore?
Because she's not the Prime Minister anymore, Alan.
But she's still Thatcher.
That's very true. She is still
Point
Thatcher.
Point to me, Phil.
Yes.
All right. Now, who were, in your opinion, the most evil dictators of the 20th century?
Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin.
Cheers. Now, who are your musical heroes?
The Clash, the Redskins, those sort of people.
Right. How left-wing are you then, do you think, on a scale of 1 to 10? Roughly.
This is ridiculous. How can you say how left-wing you are on a scale of 1 to 10? I mean, what we should be doing is having a political discourse, and from that, you'll be able to work out how political I am. We should be talking about political issues, not you asking me on a scale of 1 to 10. That's the sort of thing the Sun would do, you twit. You know? I mean, you know, come on with...
I'm a twit then, right? But many a wise word comes out of the mouth of a twit. Yeah. Now and then. You're right?
Yeah. What I'm trying to do is trying to work out what's your ideological stance. I mean, we don't seem to
my
be
ideological
talking the same
stance
framework,
is more left-wing than you, basically.
Yeah, well, where is it? I mean, what are you? Are you a Trotskyite? You know, are you an anarchist?
No, more.
Are you, I mean, well,
more.
What are you then? Well, you know, you're just throwing these questions at me like, you know, like it's like a game of ping pong. It's not a political discourse. It's not an argument. This isn't an interview. It's
all
just
right,
sort,
all right.
You know,
I've heard it.
Just, you're just, you know.
You go back to your big house and your all those things. You go back to them. You're a Nazi. See ya. Okay, so Billy wins the war. But does that mean he wins the battle? No way. Because we have editing facilities here, and using those editing facilities, I can show Billy Bragg how he really is. Who are your musical heroes?
Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Thatcher. I am a Nazi.
Deutschland, Sieg ein!
You found a gun at last, have you?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Off Dave Lee Travis, Alan.
Dave? I thought he got sacked.
Yeah, he has, but he's come back now. He's depressed, though. I just saw him wandering around the building corridors with a gun, threatening to shoot himself.
Shoot himself? And you took his gun off him? Go and give it back.
Why?
We've got to support people who've been sacked. They don't take their guns away. Off you go.
Right.
And Hammond, if he's definitely going to shoot himself, try and persuade him to take Gary Davis with him, all right?
All right, OK, yeah.
Radical problems, radical solutions.
Right, nearly out of time now.
Let's take it down. Let's take it down. Let's take it to the personal level. Early this year, I went to the doctor because I had a pain in my right hand. Since it meant dealing with an agent of the state, a doctor, naturally, I secretly recorded the proceedings.
Yeah, I see. Well, look, Mr. Parker, it looks to me like a classic case of repetitive strain injury. Can I ask, have you been doing a lot of typing recently?
Me? Typing? No way. Not typing. Wanking. I am a wanker. Okay? I came straight out with it and said it. You know, if you're a gay man or lesbian, bisexual, whatever, I'm on your side. But you're going to get a lot of support from various radical groups. As far as I'm aware, I am the only out wanker in the UK today. You get a lot of prejudice, a lot of abuse. You get called wanker for a start. And that's why I'm calling myself that, so as to reclaim it back to the positive label it once was. First realised what I was at the age of 17. But you see, at that time, there were no books you could read on the subject, no advice centres you could visit, no societies you could join. Although I did have my suspicions about the Dungeons and Dragons Club at school. Anyway, I am a wanker. That is my sexual preference. Predicament, maybe. In the vast arena of human sexuality, that is the corner I've ended up in through failing to do so well in other areas. But it doesn't matter, it's issues that matter. Anyway, I came out to the doctor, and then I came out to my parents, and that was hard. It was one Sunday lunchtime, they were all sitting around eating, and I just stood up and said, "Mum, Dad, I've got something to tell you. I am a wanker." But in fact, they were really good about it. They said, "We know, Alan, we know," and they carried on eating as if nothing happened. It was fine.
I am alone, gazing from my window.
But attitudes have got to change. So I started my campaign. I organised a Wanker's Pride March through the centre of London. Wasn't very well attended, as it turned out. It was just me marching on my own. But that was appropriate, in a way. I wrote to all the major political parties asking for their support. Nothing. I got nothing from any of them. Not even the Tories, who go on about self-reliance the whole time. Nothing. The main thing, though, is me coming out now as a positive role model for others. Not just for men, but for women as well.
So we're coming out of the kitchen.
What I am saying is basically, if you are a wanker, I want you to know you are not alone. Except when you're wanking, you're alone then.
Alan Parker, 29 minutes of truth.
Truth, you see? Not lies. That's what we need now.
Tell us the truth. Don't let us down.
Jam 69. They're sending the message loud and clear, respect given. Right, just want to say thanks to Stuart Lee, Dave Schneider, Joe Unwin, Andy Marlowe, Aled Evans, Sarah Smith, and all the little people, of course. Thanks to you, particularly little people. Good night. Don't go back to your old values. Cheers.
Alan Parker has not left the building. He has locked himself in the toilet, partly for safety.